The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday, July 10th. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HOWIEBOGO. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
In all 50 states in the District of Columbia, to seek to terminate the presidency and maybe save her life. When tens of millions of women vote this year, fastest way to restore Roe, than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Biden's losing it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But again, we understand what the American people are feeling. We're doing everything that we can. We have a plan. Here's the thing. We have a plan.
You told the press I have a secret plan to fight inflation.
No, I did not. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do that. Except, yes, I did that.
People treat it like they did. Horses barely running them over, people being strapped.
It was horrible, and there needs to be consequences.
OPR found no evidence Border Patrol agents involved in this incident struck any person with their reins, intentionally or otherwise.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, the number is 844-500-4242. Border Patrol, no evidence agents hit anyone with reins. Wait, first they said it was whips, right? It was worse than slavery, I think Maxine Waters said. Now it's nobody hit anyone, not with, there were no whips. I think whips went out with Cool Hand Luke.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
But they're still proposing discipline. I wonder, by the way, if these Border Patrol agents are Hispanics, some of them at least. You know, there are four of them that they're going to, quote-unquote, discipline here. And it's Friday afternoon. It's now the middle of the summer. And so you had to figure that they were going to try to broom this one. So it's just the only surprise is they didn't wait until a couple of hours from now when everybody was on the road to their vacation or a long weekend or whatever. But that's the reality of it. And you know, the New York Times yesterday had the big piece, the rise of the far right Latina. They were referring to, some of the congressional candidates in Texas. One is closing in on Henry Cuellar, which Biden and the squad have been trying to knock off because he's pro-life and he wants the border shut down. But so he's got to go. He's a Democrat who dissents. They all must go. Tulsi Gabbard could tell Cuellar about that. Anyway, they wonder why the Hispanics are drifting away from the Democrat Party. They're being scapegoated just like every other group that gets out of line. Speaking of that, they could ask the bodega worker in Harlem, you know, who was looking at a $250,000 bond and murder charges for defending himself against a thug whose girlfriend had been declined for a bag of potato chips because her food stamp card, her EBT card, had run low. Guy's wearing a $350 designer t-shirt and his girlfriend has got an EBT card, which is out of money. Anyway, I digress. 844-500-4242. The former prime minister of Japan, Abe, was assassinated while he was campaigning, and he was a friend of Donald Trump's. He was also a friend of Obama and Biden, by the way. But all the mainstream media seemed to care about was that he was a friend of Trump's. So NPR, National Panhandler Radio, tweeted out, former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, a divisive arch-conservative. A divisive arch-conservative. That's what they said about him. CBS, another outlet of state-run media, called him a polarizing figure, a right-wing nationalist and conservative and fierce supporter of Japan's military.
Abe was Japan's longest-serving prime minister when he left office in 2020 due to ill health. A polarizing figure, he was a right-wing nationalist and conservative and a fierce supporter of Japan's military. He fought to amend the country's pacifist constitution in the face of the rising threat from China. While in office, Abe met former President Donald Trump several times to reaffirm Japan's military and trade alliances with the United States.
He's guilty. Your Honor, the prosecution moves for a direct verdict of guilty. I mean, he was the longest serving prime minister since they became a democracy. But he was polarizing and right wing because he met with Donald Trump. This is how crooked the media is. And again, this is the this is the same state-run media, like the Washington Post, which called al-Baghdadi, the head of ISIS, who committed genocide, who was homophobic to the point of taking gays up to the top of rooftop buildings in Raqqa, Syria, and throwing them off the roof, who organized the real rape gangs. And they called him, the Washington Post called him an austere religious scholar. So that's what they're all about. Anyway, there's another story. The Democrats in Montgomery County, Maryland, are dragging their feet on providing security for the Supreme Court justices who live in Maryland, who have been deluged with lunatic protesters. And this is just a case where it's against federal law to try to intimidate Supreme Court justices, but they're not enforcing it. Merrick Garland doesn't seem to care a whit about this. So apparently Wednesday night, Brett Kavanaugh, who was threatened by someone who came from California with weapons, guns, to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh in the run-up to the decision overturning Roe v. Wade, the abortion ruling. Brett Kavanaugh was having dinner at a Morton Steakhouse in the District of Columbia, downtown Washington, and a gang of rabble gathered outside the restaurant and began to demand that he be thrown out. This is the level of discourse that they have. And so he had to leave through the back door. He finished his dinner, but he couldn't order dessert. He just had to be hustled out of the restaurant. He can't even enjoy a meal in peace without being harassed by these Democrats. But fortunately, Morton's condemned the actions of the protesters. I'm not a big steakhouse guy, but if I were going to a steakhouse anytime soon, I'd be picking Morton's over any of the other national competitors, I'll tell you. This is the Morton statement. Politics, regardless of your side or view, should not trample the freedom at play of the right to congregate and eat dinner. There is a time and place for everything. Disturbing the dinner of all of our customers was an act of selfishness and void of decency. That's putting it mildly. But of course, you're not going to be reading much about that, are you? 844-500-4242. You know, just to go back, we're just trying to hit a few things here at the beginning. How this woman, Cassidy Hutchinson, she's the former White House aide to Donald Trump, who made all these spurious secondhand hearsay allegations that he had grabbed the Secret Service agent in the in the in the White House limousine. First, she said it was the Beast, but it was actually it was actually just a an SUV. And she said that he had thrown ketchup at the wall. He tried to choke a Secret Service agent, et cetera, et cetera. So now the story has totally fallen apart. Two of the two Secret Service agents who she cited as sources for her story about Trump trying to grab the wheel on January 6th of the SUV, or the Beast, as she said, the SUV, and trying to throttle the Secret Service agent and the driver, they've all said that they're willing to testify under oath, that it's a false story. So do you know what they're saying now? This is one of the typical pullbacks or deflections when something is shown to be untrue. You have to consider, this is the story in The Hill, you have to consider the context of the broader charges against accumulating against Trump, including the explosive allegation that he sent an armed crowd to the Capitol. An armed crowd. May I just offer the follow-up question? If it was an armed crowd that he sent to the Capitol, why didn't they discover any arms?
You got to consider the source. You have to consider the source.
Yeah. So this was there were no weapons found in the armed crowd. So they have a constitutional law professor at George Washington University Law School. It's really important not to get distracted by the drama of stories about things like throwing plates of ketchup or whether the former president actually tried to grab the steering wheel. In other words, don't get distracted by the fact that our stories are being proven false. This is like CBS with the Texas Air National Guard story during the 2004 election. Fake but accurate. That was their fallback. It was fake but accurate. This it's the same story. It's the Russian hoax playbook all over again, as our representative Jim Banks from Indiana said. And you know, he was supposed to be on the committee, but Nancy Pelosi wouldn't seat him because she knew he would have asked questions when Cassidy Hutchinson was there. Like, did you actually see any of this happen? Oh, you were told this by Mr. Arnotto. Did Mr. Arnotto see this happen? Oh, he did. He said he told you he heard it from somebody else. So this is double hearsay. Is that correct, Ms. Hutchinson? But, you know, it's a show trial. 844-500-4242. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment. What with the foreign wars, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt. The Democrats' only plan is to print more money. How's that one been working out for you? Whenever the world looks as grim as this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact, and it's happening again. It's time for you to diversify, and that means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver as I do. Call 855-935-0483 to receive your no-obligation Biden inflation report. That's 855-935-0483. And the IRA experts at Gold Co. will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Gold Co. is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 855-935-0483. The experts at Gold Co. have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. Call 855-935-0483. 435-0483. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest
men. The Jump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on The Howie Carr Show. Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-hoo! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. This is a great product. I use it all the time. I've been using it for over a year now. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code word Howie. Kimberly Strassel in the Wall Street Journal today has a column. She's asking the question a lot of us have been thinking to ourselves, which is why doesn't Biden fire anybody? He's got to have one of the most inept, incompetent cabinets in American history. Lincoln's cabinet, a band of rivals. These are a band of buffoons, a band of clowns. And she says Mr. Biden's cabinet is a study in attention deficit disorder. So that's what I decided to use for the poll question today. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If there was any accountability in the Biden administration, which cabinet member would be the first to be fired?
Let's go down the list slowly here.
Javier Becerra.
Missing in action.
Anthony Blinken.
Afghanistan.
Pete Buttigieg.
Supply chain crisis. Paternity leave.
Merrick Garland.
Sending FBI agents to investigate school board meetings, among many other things. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, for another thing.
Jennifer Granholm.
The woman who doesn't know how many barrels, she's the energy secretary from Canada, doesn't know how many barrels of energy, barrels of oil the United States uses every day. And when asked what she could do about high gas prices, began cackling a la Kamala Harris.
Alejandro Mayorkas.
The border. What more do you need to say?
Marty Walsh.
I threw him in for local color. Favorite son, you might say. So those are my
choices. Your choices.
I'm going to vote for Mayorkas.
Most people did. 42% say Mayorkas. 23% say Merrick Garland. 20% say Pete Buttigieg. Everyone else is in single digits.
You see, they're all really good choices. All of them. I might have thrown in the Interior Secretary from New Mexico, too. But, she's very weak as the Interior Secretary. But when it comes to being a caregiver for dementia Joe Biden, I thought when he got lost, when he was trying to leave the podium a couple of months ago at the White House, she did as good a job of leading him back to mommy, or should I say Dr. Jill, as the Easter Bunny. So we kept her off the list. 844-500-4242-917. You can't fire minorities or members of victim groups. The moron has painted himself into a corner. He's so stupid. He could fire Vilsack, but I don't think Vilsack is doing a terrible job, as far as I can see. I mean, Vilsack, the former governor of Iowa, the secretary of agriculture, he can at least walk and chew gum at the same time. That's more than you can say for most of them, including the two people at the top of the list. 844-500-4242. We've got a lot of Biden cuts today from his signed a bunch of executive orders that will have no effect on anything as far as abortion goes. But, he had to make some kind of futile gesture here. But he's just, talk about screwing things up. He repeatedly refers to pregnancy. He reads it as presidency. And he cites a story that nobody can seem to back up. We're going to talk more about that as we go through the day. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with Grace's News. I'm Howard Cohn.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to call us. Today we've got a lot of news to get through, and Grace is here to give you some of the headlines in the news today.
I am, Howard. Thank you very much for having me on. So this has been a story that has been unfolding now for months. Biden administration admits that the border agents did not whip migrants at the border and punishes them anyway.
Again, it's a show trial.
Yes.
Right?
It's a trial by Twitter. Yeah. Even if Twitter was wrong.
It was, in the words of Maxine Waters, it was worse than slavery.
In a 511-page report.
511 pages to say nothing to see here, folks. Just shut up and forget all the stupid things that were said by Dementia Joe, Happy Hour Harris, and Maxine Waters, among dozens of other Democrat grandees.
The U.S. Customs and Border Protection's Office of Personal Responsibility.
Personal responsibility. The people that said these things take no personal responsibility for what they said, so they've kicked it down to the Office of Personal Responsibility.
Said it found no evidence that Border Patrol agents involved in this incident struck intentionally or otherwise any migrant.
So where do they go to get their reputation back, as Labor Secretary Donovan once said many years ago?
So the report did say the agents had used unnecessary force.
Unnecessary force. What does that mean?
It doesn't specify, but it does say that at least one Border Patrol agent was also found to have used inappropriate language and to have maneuvered his horse unsafely near a child during the incident.
They were in the Rio Grande. These people were trying to invade the United States of America.
What was the inappropriate language? That's what I want to know.
Well, the investigation continues. I would tell you, but that would jeopardize sources and methods. Another update for you, Howie. California bars state-funded travel to Indiana over law protecting girls' sports. And I'm sure a follow-up headline will state that Governor Gavin Newsom is traveling to Indiana for some sort of vacation. But as of right now, they're adding that to the list. They also have Montana on the list, for people who don't know, and he's in Montana celebrating his daughter's birthday.
When he's running for president, does this mean he's not going to campaign in Indiana? Or Montana, or any of these states that they have put on the proscribed list because of their lack of wokeness?
Well, they do have exceptions, Howie, to the rules, which, of course, I'm sure you can
understand. The French Laundry rule.
Yes.
That's what it's referred to in Sacramento.
I do wonder if maybe he's going to travel to these states and try to open up some new French laundries. Maybe that's like a sanctuary restaurant. You can go there and you can't be prosecuted.
Or maybe you can, if the chain of French laundries, everyone welcome except Brett Kavanaugh.
Yes, yes. And as Howie mentioned earlier, for people who are just tuning in, Brett Kavanaugh was at a Morton Steakhouse when he was accosted by protesters, and the protesters were asking the restaurant staff to throw him out, which they did not oblige.
What do you think would have happened if a gang of Oath Keepers or Proud Boys, or just freelance deplorables and irredeemables had shown up at a restaurant where Ketanji Brown Jackson was dining?
Or members of the Lincoln Project carrying torches.
Yeah. Do you think this story would be getting a little more attention, altitude in the alt-left media?
Well, we should also keep in mind that it was less than a month ago that a man showed up outside Brett Kavanaugh's home on his street trying to kill him, and that didn't really garner up a lot of outrage.
Yeah, that was about half of a news cycle before that disappeared.
That didn't even make it to the top of the that wasn't even like A1. That was like C2.
That's like the Guatemalans, who the illegal alien Guatemalans who were arrested in Richmond, Virginia, allegedly on their way to shoot up a 4th of July parade in Richmond. They had hundreds of rounds of ammunition. And one of the illegal aliens that was planning this mass shooting on the 4th of July was released on $15,000 bail yesterday. $15,000. And the guy in New York who was defending himself, a legal alien, a legal naturalized citizen who went played by the rules, he stabbed a guy to death, this thug who was trying to rob him and kill him. And he was held on $250,000 bond, as opposed to $15,000 bond for the Guatemalan illegal alien who was allegedly going to shoot up and commit mass murder at a 4th of July parade in Richmond.
These are all stories you just are not going to hear a lot about. Another story you won't hear a lot about, Howie, involves the U.S. ambassador to Mexico. Have you heard about this story? It was on the Daily Wire this morning. Ken Salazar. He has.
Oh, he's the guy from Colorado. Isn't he a former senator or something from Colorado?
That could be true. I'd have to double check. But he is currently the U.S. ambassador to Mexico, and he made his opinions very clear about the election in 2006, the Mexican presidential election. He actually believes, if this is shocking to me, that there was fraud involved, and now you can understand why that causes a bit of a problem for the Biden administration.
In Mexico.
Because for the last few years, we've been told that questioning any sort of elections is not allowed.
Well, it was allowed in 2000 after George Bush defeated Al Gore. It was allowed in 2004 after Bush defeated Kerry. It was allowed in 2016 after Trump defeated Hillary Clinton. There were numbers of Democrats who in the House who refused to vote to certify the election returns, including, I believe, Jamie Raskin in 2016, who's now sitting on the Star Chamber.
But it all depends on who you're accusing of election fraud.
Right. They're different standards. They're going by the Guatemalan illegal alien standard.
Yes.
So they can do whatever they want. Just don't go by the naturalized Dominican in Harlem who defends himself by killing a thug.
Grace's News is brought to you
then
by...
Then you get treated like Donald Trump.
Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, where I lease my RAV4 from. I love the staff. I enjoyed the experience. It's easy, personalized, and it moves at your own pace. Car buying the way you want it to be, toyotaofportsmouth.com. Joe Biden's economy dominates as the greatest concern for 43 weeks running. And I actually saw a headline today on Fox that only 5% of people think abortion is the number one issue. And it's inflation. And actually, when you look at the top issues in a lot of these polls, even the ones that aren't inflation, they have some tie into inflation. You know,
when you look at inflation, when we look at where we are economically, and we are in a strong, we are stronger economically than we have been in history.
Stronger than we've ever been in history. Well, if that's the case, Grace, then why are people so concerned?
That's a very good question.
Why does 88% of the public think that the nation is on the wrong track, according to the latest polls?
And you know it's bad when even on CNN, I mean, there were so many clips today from CNN explaining that, you know, Biden's excuse about Putin's price hike is wearing very thin on people, and people don't have the patience for it anymore. I was reading today during my show, Howie, from a Daily Mail piece that was offering up tips on how to beat inflation. And one of them was fill your gas tank halfway so that you don't have the opportunity to go to more places. Like, in other words, if you fill it halfway, you'll be forced to travel less. I think, you know what I think we might start seeing soon is people breaking down on the highways. Because everyone's getting a little cheap with filling up.
I think that's already happening to some degree.
Yeah.
I think there's more people running out of gas than...
Have you ever ran out of gas on the highway?
No, I haven't.
I have once. It was so bad. My mom was so mad at me. It was really... It's really embarrassing. That's the only way I can describe it. Everyone drives by you and they're so angry.
You know what's worse, though, than running out of gas on the highway?
What?
when your Tesla's charge runs down.
That's more embarrassing.
Because then you can't just get a gas tank, can out of the trunk and walk somewhere.
Yeah.
You can't do that, right?
Right.
What do you do when you lose your charge?
When you run out of tunes. Yeah. New York City health officials reinstate face mask advisory indoors and in crowds as all five boroughs enter high COVID alert. New York City health chief said the rule applied regardless of vaccination status.
This is where I came in. I'm walking out. I'm out. See ya. Waiter, check please. This is why people aren't coming back to New York. Can someone tell this to the mayor?
Start spreading the news.
Start spreading the COVID panic.
Well, we were talking about this the other day, how Gavin Newsom, he's buying all this political ad space in Florida, and he's trying to convince them to come to California. And it's like, not only are people...
I thought this was New York, though. Is this New York that's... Or is it California that's...
No, this is New York, but I'm just saying, to your point, like you said, that's why everyone's leaving New York. People are leaving California, and these governors think that they're going to, you know, get people from Florida to come back because of these supposedly anti-LGBTQ things. Eric Adams did the same thing. He said, come to New York where you can say gay. And people in Florida are going, we can say gay here, too, and we pay less taxes, and we
right.
live in a free place.
Right. I think the Cato Institute, this libertarian group, does a list of states and the basically the freedom, you know, with, you know, less government regulations, lower taxes, that kind of thing. You know where California checks in among the 50 states on the Cato Institute list of the freest states?
Dead last?
Close.
49.
Number 48.
Who's 49 and 50?
I don't know. It was a pretty depressing stat. I didn't want to know.
I have a feeling we're somewhere towards the bottom.
Well, we're probably around 45 in Massachusetts. I'm going to guess maybe Hawaii was number 49 or Washington State. I'm guessing. I should look it up, actually.
One of the big stories yesterday was how all of these red states are having a better post-COVID economy than the blue states. And I know that's an obvious headline to most people, but it's still interesting to see that some of these businesses are not only coming back, they're booming in these red states.
Right. Well, all the job growth has been in the red states, and all the job losses pretty much 100% have been in the blue states.
And I think another part of this, Howie, and then I'm gonna leave you here, but I was thinking about this during the lockdowns, is that if you're someone who's going to open up a new restaurant or start a new business, it's one more con in the list of, do I want to go to that place? If you think that at any moment the government's going to come in and shut you down.
Right.
And I don't think you're going to get a lot of entrepreneurs who are saying, yeah, let's set up shop here. So they're going to places like Texas and Florida and places where they think they'll have a little bit of freedom.
Right. I mean, you know, some of the places near where I live in Florida. I mean, they started out in New York, you know.
Yeah.
And now they're down in South Florida.
And killing it.
And some of them are trying now to expand into the Lone Star State of Texas, where there are no taxes, where there are no COVID emergencies.
Yeah. Tesla started it, and a lot of companies are following. Howie, I'll be back a little bit later for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Thank you, Grace. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes so much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that is your smile. If you've been procrastinating for the last couple of years about getting your mouth back in working order, don't wait any longer. The longer you postpone the work you need, whether it's a simple checkup or teeth cleaning or more advanced work, it's going to be more complicated the longer you wait. It's a new season now. It's summer, and you have the opportunity to make this summer of 2022 the time for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? It's the best dental office you'll ever go to. I can say that for myself. It's absolutely the best. No doubt about it. I think you'll feel the same way. This year, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call the best. Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3, and they have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Howie Carr returns after this.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
I just pulled up the Cato Institute's Freedom in the 50 States, an index of personal and economic freedom. And I said during the last segment, California came in at number 48 of the 50 states. Number 49 was Hawaii. I knew they'd be down there. Number 50, the Empire State of New York. And just above California was New Jersey and Oregon. And the most free states in the country, pretty much all of these states, I don't know about South Dakota, but all of them don't have income taxes. New Hampshire is number 1. Florida is number 2. Nevada is number 3. Tennessee is number 4. And South Dakota is number 5. So I know those first 4 states do not have income taxes. 844-500-4242. Today, the Today Show, you know, big national show, one of the makes tens of millions of dollars every year for NBC. They put some flags on the screen to commemorate the assassination of Shinzo Abe, the former prime minister of Japan. You know what flags they put up? South Korea's flags. South Korea's flags. 844-500-4242. 978, where's the news report about the 10-year-old victim of incest who was driven across a border to get an abortion? How many arrests have been made? We're going to talk about that at 4 o'clock. Biden was bringing that up today. There doesn't seem to be a lot of documentation of this event. We can't say for sure that it's got a case of Rolling Stone, CBS, 60 Minutes, or the Boston Globe style news, but it's looking that way. Ralph, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ralph.
Hey, Captain. I was just cruising on my bicycle down in Winooski, just outside of Burlington, and there's this woman that was flagging me down, asking me to move her car off the roadway. And because she ran out of gas, and from what Grace's
there you go.
Was, I was like, "Oh my God, that just happened yesterday." So, the other thing, brother, is
did she say what the circumstances were that she ran out of, that she was just bust out? She couldn't afford to fill up, or what? What happened?
I don't know. I don't. Maybe she did a half tank thing. I don't know. But no, when are you going to come up to Burlington, bro? We got some progressive spray. That'll help.
I haven't been up to Burlington for a while. I'll work on that, Ralph. Thanks for putting a bug in my ear about that. I appreciate it. I should be up in Burlington. We love WVMT. We go across the lake into Plattsburgh. We go up north into Montreal. It's a great station. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, Howie, I don't know if you caught it because you got so many things flying at you, both federally and state. There are 2 abortion centers, let's call it crisis centers, to help women
right.
get through pregnancy and support them afterwards, not just here you go and bye-bye.
Right.
Were vandalized.
Yeah, in Worcester. One of them was in Worcester. Yes.
Yeah. Maura Healey's response to that was outrageous. It didn't even address the crime, the terrorism, or anything. It just said, oh, we support women's reproductive rights. And counselors, and there's quotes from counselors saying, they're not really pregnancy centers and helpful centers because they don't offer pregnancy abortion.
Right, yeah. So last week, Charlie Parker issued an executive order, another one of these meaningless executive orders like Biden did today, to protect the right of women to seek abortions in Massachusetts. What about an executive order to protect the pro-life centers that are being vandalized? I'm Howie Carr.